aside from maybe being getting away from education, being top heavy administration, and maybe whether that's real or imagined, my wife is a retired school teacher, and we talked about this. We were driving the district yesterday, stopping in various places, and we got on the internet and we did a little research into SIU, and looking at how their enrollment's fallen and all that, but what was striking too is the education part. That's where she got her degree. So you can't blame all that on, but yeah, you're right. There's a teacher shortage. I pointed this out to her a couple of years ago when Governor Rauner signed the deal where if you're drawing a pension, he added more days that you could work without affecting your pension because of a teacher shortage. So I think we got to look, why is there a teacher shortage? And part of it is, I think we're making it too hard on teachers with some of the policies we have. It seems like we're constantly testing. And then I hear the complaint, well, some schools just teach the test. It makes them look better and all that. My personal opinion, in the public schools, our biggest problem, and right off the top of the bat, is a lack of discipline and responsibility in schools. Now, okay, I'm old school. I mean, I'm almost 60 years old, and a lot of things have changed since I was a kid, but I still drive a school bus. I'm still around kids in school today. The lack of personal responsibility and respect that come out of kids is terrible. And forgive me, I think we've had this discussion, my wife and I, many times. I think school became maybe a little shocking, but a bribery system. We have rewards first time I started driving a school bus, I got on a bus and had three brothers riding this bus. And there were toys up here in front of the bus. And I asked them, and at that time, that bus service had a monitor. I said, what's this? Well, the youngest brother of these three, he said, well, if he behaves, you're supposed to give him one of these. And I thought, that's it. No. The way it was in school and the way I still think it should be, you do what's right, and if you don't do what's right, then there are consequences. So, But I think that and with paperwork, mandated reports and work, because my wife taught special ed and that is so involved with writing IEPs and all that. I think it's just burdened so much that a lot of people just don't want to go into it anymore. I mean, until somebody shows me proof that hadn't played a big part in it, that's my feeling.